New looks at Aquaman, new looks at Shazam, Birds of Prey characters revealed, and this is officially the final show before San Diego Comic-Con. Pronto!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
We do have four.
Yeah! How about that? Just when you think, oh no, they're too busy to do a show this week, I say nay! We put a squad together right before everyone goes down to San Diego Comic-Con, yes. And we are so happy to be with you. This is DC Movie News on the Popcorn Talk Network. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Johnny LaQuasta here with you. The lovely lady to my left, she is a blurred bombshell. I didn't come up with that, but it's pretty sweet. And she's here on AfterBuzz all the time. Follow her at atorres890. She's also, well, you're not Philadelphia's own.
Not yet.
Via marriage, you are.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. She's Alexis Torres. And she's back.
Hey, I know. It's been a hot minute.
It's been too long.
Yeah. I'm happy to be back and to talk about my girl.
Sorry,
iTunes listeners. I'm just feeling up my chest. Don't worry about it.
Well, she's feeling up Batwoman, which is apropos.
Also correct all the time in my life. Later.
Look at God. Yes. Look at God.
Speaking of bombshells. What if I went into Jaina?
I would love it.
You're going to see her all over San Diego, but also the Hawaii Comic-Con coming up. Just got done in Vegas, hosting a bunch of panels. And if you see her, go up and say hi to her, because she'll probably be wearing some awesome cosplay style. Follow her at Elena Jordan. She's Elena Jordan.
Woo! That's me. I'm Elena Jordan. And I'm excited about SDCC.
Oh, my God.
See? You and the wordplay. It's killer.
Stop this.
I'm just waiting for the
Welcome.
Next one. But let me introduce him first. He is my co-host on Wrestling and Padres Slamcast. He's also the host of his brand new show, The Mad Titans Podcast. You see him all the time on the Collider Schmodown. Follow him everywhere at Mr. J. Washington. He's J. Washington.
Woo! I am very happy to be here. Oh my goodness.
This is my cousin Nakeem.
I cannot believe it. Oh my goodness, it is you!
Whatever you like.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I will cherish this moment for the rest of my life. Oh my God. Thank you, Johnny.
I have to drive to San Diego with.
He's going to be in the car with me, and he has to deal with this all of the way.
Man, I'm taking a train.
No, the hell, you are not. You are taking your brand new vehicle, and we are not having to worry about nothing but your air conditioning.
That's true. All right, so hey, we put a show together, and actually we do have some stuff to talk about, which is pretty sweet. So go ahead now, make your comparison.
Oh, Elena. Yeah, we're Harley Quinn and Mr. J!
Hi, Clayton.
And we're
we didn't come up with that. Batman Anthony did. So
thank
you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, that was the most scariest thing you could have done.
It's my favorite. I love it.
Trust me, it's not.
Go ahead.
It's not what?
It's not the eeriest thing you could have done.
Trust me, it's not. It's not the eeriest. It's gonna get worse.
I actually have the Joker with me as well.
Oh, this is Mr. J.
Oh. Never mind, he's not here.
It's okay, we'll just add one more Joker movie. It's fine.
Oh, look at
that. I see what you did.
We'll make
three.
If the DCEU can have two Jokers, we can have two Jokers.
Exactly. So let's get into it. It's a lot of new looks coming up on the episode today. Then we have a possible Batwoman CW show showing up.
So
Aquaman, we know we're going to see the trailer. I gotta believe that the trailer is gonna become public after Comic-Con. Some people think it's only gonna be for Hall H. I do believe it's gonna be...
I think it's gonna swim its way to YouTube pretty quickly.
I think it's gonna do what Justice League did last year. Remember how they showed it in Hall H?
I don't think it'll sink.
Yes.
And when they showed it in Hall H, they showed it on the convention floor as well.
I love you.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to stay focused.
Sorry.
I can't get it to them because they are so wonderful over there.
Watch what you say. No, people get mad. No. I know we're just joking. People get mad.
Yeah.
About Justice League.
Yeah, don't bring it. So, Justice League's trailer came out at Hall H, and then they put it on the convention floor at the same time and on YouTube. So, I think with all the hype behind Aquaman, they'll probably do the same thing.
I think definitely with Aquaman, if it's not simultaneous, it'll be within a few hours.
Yeah, it won't be long. You can't be like, man, how long I'm wait? 32 minutes.
Yeah.
It's going to be quick. Now, the poster's getting the meme treatment these past couple of days.
Yeah.
I don't really criticize. I think it's fine, but a lot of people had their fun with it.
I looked at the first one and they dropped it. Was like, yo, ain't this Aquaman in a shark's tail?
I did laugh. I laughed so hard. I did like the one that had like the shark bait behind them. Did you see the Finding Nemo one? And it was like, no, shark bait. That was my favorite. Oh, I have to say, I actually love this poster. I think that it's awesome. I would not fight them if they had more Momoa in it.
Correct.
I wouldn't be upset.
Give me more Momoa.
I guess that one would be okay.
Yeah, well, even then, I'm like, okay, I know that you can crouch, but you can stand up and show off those abs.
You want like a full on.
It's interesting. It's certainly not what I would have expected as a poster
right
before Comic-Con.
Because he looks like he's about to dive in, and I'm like, you're already underwater.
Diving.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought.
I'm about to dive in. But I am excited about that smirk.
I mean, the thing is, too, like, James Wan had to, you know, saying, assure everybody, like, what you saw in Justice League, how he was done, especially underwater, you won't see here.
Okay.
You know, because remember, in Justice League, they had to do the air bubble thing.
Yeah.
James Wan tweeted immediately after the premiere, was like, hey, don't worry about that. We're going to make him be able to directly talk.
We're going to fix that.
We're going to do that at all. So.
I think it looks dope. I think that it proves it has bark and bite.
Oh my god. This is what happens when we do a show together, isn't it? You have to just pull out all the puns.
But at the sharks, Johnny's just shaking his head, regretting every decision he has made that has led to this show being created.
I should have slept more than 4 hours last night. Because I gotta be sharp right now. So
you gotta be sharp right now?
Stop it.
You gotta be sharp.
Alright, I'll stop.
Stop it.
Are you finally gonna take this?
I feel like I need to hammer my head right now.
I'm sorry. We'll put a trident in our work here.
We're San Diego drunk already. This is it's amazing.
No, not drunk enough.
Not drunk enough.
So besides that, we also have new Aquaman photos as well. The Den of Geek magazine cover. Now, this is the one you said was Lisa Frank style, right?
It does look like Lisa Frank folder.
It looks like a Lisa Frank folder.
I would have this a lot of colors.
I would have it at school, show it off to everybody, and I'll look
but
at
it's
how
dope.
Cool
it's, I mean, it's just the fact that now with a lot of these comic book movies, they want to hurt and put everybody, look, this is how everybody looks.
Yeah.
So you can be okay with it, which... I have zero. Yaya Abdul-Mateen is Black Manta.
So
that Black Manta looks so dope to me.
Which we have some possible photos coming up.
Yeah. And Patrick Wilson, whatever his name is, as Orm.
Mm-hmm.
That looks dope too. Like all of them look amazing. Dolph Lundgren is over there.
I know. I'm Dolph like, look Lundgren. At that. See, great. I love that there are also there's no dolphins. It's just sharks, whales, and Dolph.
Man,
like,
that
he's
Dolph.
Like, I will be the only Dolph.
So great comment from Pedro Hernandez in chat room. Just the very subtle, you guys are annoying today. Thank you, sir. I'm glad you're honest with us.
Cheers to you, sir.
Cheers to you. Thank you for the engagement, the watch, and the comment. All right.
I'm coming for you.
I don't know if you should really advertise that, Bat Tony.
Batman, then he's going to get Joe A.
Also,
I do love this poster, though. I think that this looks fun. I originally thought it was like a fan poster, though, if I'm...
I can agree with you on that.
But I really like it. I like anything that looks like it's illuminated by badass colored LED lights makes me want to party. And this poster makes me want to party.
True that.
Especially when I saw the Fisherman King on that and the previous photo they had released before.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I just want to keep singing Under the Sea.
I was just singing that in my head. As I was watching this.
Great
look
minds.
At that. Look at that.
I'm excited to see what James Wan came up with, because I really think that this is going to stand out more so than people are expecting. Mm-hmm. I think.
He said it's going to be dark. He said it's going to be a dark film.
I think it's going to be...
I'm excited.
I think it's really going to swoop, and I honestly feel like it's going to be kind of like Wonder Woman, where people were not really anticipating the hype as much, and then were kind of blown away by how successful it was. I mean, we knew that it was going to be successful.
Yeah, but I feel like it's good for the general public, since a lot of people usually associate Aquaman with being like a wuss, kind of.
Yeah.
Or like the
orange and green.
Yeah, which I was like, that's not...
And a lot of people that I talked anymore. About when I was like, I'm really excited about Aquaman, they were like, wait, you mean like Entourage? And I was like, no, not...
Really?
Not the fake Aquaman.
We are going to see, apparently, an original OG Aquaman. Rumor has it.
Yeah, you're going to see his like dad or something in the original suit. But it's going to be, you know, souped up where it doesn't just look like here's an orange top and some green skin.
Some green tights,
and you just go on to work with that friend.
Reminds me of your mermaid tights that you have.
Yes.
Those, like, green, scaly mermaid tights. I was like,
That I wanted to turn into a Mara costume. I have to say, part of what I love, too, about
this movie is that all of the attention to detail on everything that we've seen costume design wise, I feel like the cosplay for Aquaman at Comic-Con this year is going to be insane. Yeah. I can't wait.
No doubt. And to clear up a little bit of confusion, there's a great article on ScreenRant.com saying that in the DC movie universe, the Atlanteans are almost as equal in power to Superman and Kryptonians. The quote is, "The Atlanteans have the ability to live underwater and have enhanced physical characteristics, just a notch below Superman in terms of power slash invulnerability. However, they can be damaged or killed by their own technology."
Mm-hmm. What I thought makes was sense. Interesting, yeah. though, James Wan was talking about it, and he made a point to say that they're not aliens. But I thought they were alien. I thought they were just ancient alien. Because he was talking about how they can withstand tons of pressure when they come up to the surface because they're used to being underwater. So the science of that makes sense, where it's like...
Yeah, I guess in my head I always thought they were just evolved humans.
That's so
they're
how not, I always looked
they're
at
They're not
it.
Specifically alien, they're just the next level of like, you're a human being, but now you're kind of like a special human being.
Okay. And especially when you live at the bottom of the ocean with all that water pressure, that's why Aquaman is super strong.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I assumed, and that's why I tell people, they're like, oh, Aquaman's kind of like meh. And I'm like, no, he's actually on the same or right underneath... Yeah, under like right underneath Superman, like at sorry, that sounded really weird. But the fact of like power wise, so you can't,
once again
like,
sounds really weird.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, didn't correct us.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, you need to throw Wonder Woman between them two, just so it didn't sound. Nope, that still sounds weird.
So, wow,
this is just look, making power, it weirder and weirder.
Super power wise, he is on the same level as Superman. Yes.
I think
period.
So too, especially because people were talking about how Superman well he's half feet. Atlantean, so does that mean he has half power? But to me, it's like the whole point is that he's living under immense pressure that would crush any other human.
So I mean, yeah, that's why boxers survive, train in pools to do that, because it creates a different type of...
It's like high altitude. It's like runners who run in high altitude.
It makes you stronger.
Makes the most yeah, so it's like stronger. Basically if you have been training in the most intense conditions, when you come to less intense conditions, you're more powerful.
Yeah. It makes...
So
it
to me, him being half Atlantean doesn't mean that he's half Superman. I feel like he's... just as powerful.
But I think that's what's going to be the same thing. That's what's going to be the big thing in the movie, probably, the fact that he is half Atlantean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because his brother is like full Atlantean or something like that.
Mixed baby problems.
It's, man, look, that mixed baby. I don't know your daddy. I don't like your daddy. I don't like your mom.
I'm just saying.
That's what made, but that's what's probably going to be something that's definitely going to be touched on, because we didn't even scrape the surface of that in Justice League.
No.
And now we're going to go below the surface for all
see,
of us.
See, I knew. I was like, oh, there it is. She just like, you just like, there
I
you
just,
go.
I just looked, I leaped it to you right there like, go ahead. Okay. Go on here.
So, the good thing is, it's now Tuesday evening by when's Hall H? Friday morning?
Yes.
Friday morning.
Yeah. So, within 3 days from now, we're going to hopefully all see the trailer. And what are we expecting? 2.5 minutes?
Yep.
Yeah, sure. I actually think maybe longer than that, honestly.
Really?
I think because I think that it'll be not of actual footage. I think we'll probably get about 2.5 minutes. I think the actual trailer will be a little closer to three, probably like 250-ish, because I think they're going to have the text buffer that they've been doing.
I see
where they have like a da-da-da.
In
da,
a
da,
world.
Da-da-da.
He was in the Justice League.
Yeah.
He was born underwater.
Every time I hear that.
His mother is somebody. That's Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
For some reason, we got her in this movie.
She's smoking hot, inexplicably. She's not old at all.
She's never aged. No one knows why.
Scientology.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers presents. And some
and then
people.
Just bubbles.
Just,
and just bubbles? Aquaman.
Right? What if Nemo does the narration for it? What if, like, Nemo comes up on the screen?
Oh, my
like,
God.
He's my buddy.
He's my buddy.
Isn't that Ellen Nemo?
No, Dory.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
All right. Anyway. Shall we?
So I think we covered Aquaman for now. Should we move on to Shazam? We got a couple of new looks at Shazam today. We have the, well, we got that. We got the electrocharged Shazam.
I love it.
Followed by a lot of stuff dropped today. We had the Entertainment Weekly magazine cover. And then, Jay, you saw...
I think I have that.
A Billy Batson photo that
has there's another one.
Yeah, I was like, I think I just got that today.
Or the Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah. I got Entertainment Weekly today, and I meant to bring it, and I forgot.
Same.
But my whole living room is covered in cosplay stuff, because I wait until the very last minute, because I'm the worst.
So then you have the picture here of Billy Batson and Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
Which is dope, but you gotta pay attention to the background of it, because there are so many Easter eggs.
I love that.
Batman, can we zoom in on some of the background here? Because he found way cool
stuff.
Yeah,
so Jay, run through stuff that you're seeing.
So right on the Time magazine, that's the world engine from Man of Steel.
Cool.
That was Zod's ship. There's a Batarang that Batman currently uses. It's a Batarang replica, of course. If you go all the way to the right, to the right behind.
To the right. Yeah, look at that.
In that newspaper article, if you go up a little more, it's the Daily Planet, and it says Superman Returns.
Where do you see
that? Right there, right behind his head. Superman Returns.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's a Superman Returns. Then you see the Superman hat, yeah. The Batman on the shelf.
So cool.
And the Superman coffee mug. So they're telling you.
So this does take place after Justice
League. It's right after Justice League.
Mm-hmm. Which means.
Or it could be the exact same time.
That would make sense.
A lot of times they do that. We think it's after. This could be running simultaneously as Justice League.
That is a good point. This, I think, I feel, and I know that this is me just continuing to say the same thing, I think that this is going to be Cavill's last cameo appearance. I think that all the Superman stuff is really pushing it. I think that they're going to have him have Billy idolizing these characters. And I know that I've talked about this again about how, you know, I think that because his manager is an executive producer on this film, I think that she's going to push to have him have a cameo so that he can get a new contract for Man of Steel 2.
Well, this photo would make me think even more so we're going
to
see
it. Yeah, especially when I think this makes it feel...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I think he is in here for a cameo.
Same.
The question is Dwayne Johnson in here?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be if anything, it'll be a post-credits.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Whether it be post-credit, anything, not like the main villain, because
we know
Dr. Sivan is the main villain for this. Mm-hmm. So if it's post-credit, that's fine, because again, Black Adam goes into Suicide Squad too.
True.
Because he's the bad guy for that, which is really weird.
It is weird.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one, because I was like, maybe it's just me. I think it's kind of strange.
It's weird. The Shazam.
Have you heard that, Johnny?
What's that?
That Black Adam is the bad guy for Suicide Squad 2.
No, I've not heard that.
Basically, what it is, Amanda Waller puts the squad back together again to find a weapon of mass destruction. The weapon of mass destruction is Black Adam.
Interesting. Huh. But why?
And also, a comment from Kelsey Fleming saying, Freddie is also wearing an Aquaman top.
It's letting you know this is all possibly happening. This may be, that's an Aquaman top then, this is after Justice League.
Yeah. If it's Aquaman, it has to be after. It has to be after.
There's so much in this one picture,
and that's a beautiful thing about a lot of these shots. They do that.
That's so cool.
What sells it for me on Cavill doing a cameo is the newspaper article. Everything else is
fine.
That's
dope.
Yeah, but the newspaper article, that's there for a reason.
Oh, it's Superman is back. I'm sorry, it's not Superman Returns. It's Superman is back on a newspaper.
Sure.
Same deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same back. Return.
That could be that again. That could be the title of Man of Steel 2. Superman is back.
I think Cavill for sure. Cavill has to be in this.
Yeah.
Cavill has to be in this as Superman because somebody has to tell Shazam how to use his abilities.
Yeah.
Teach him how to use it because if not, you got a kid just running around here like Tom Hanks in bed.
Yes.
But way more dangerous.
Without the keyboard, on the feet.
I definitely don't think we get The Rock in this one. The Suicide Squad 2, I still don't think it's a certainty that he's going to be the villain.
He's not getting his own movie.
They're still working on the scripts.
I don't think he's getting his movie, as everybody thought. The solo Black Adam movie.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen immediately, but I think they're going to introduce him, and then he'll definitely have one. If you have The Rock, if you have Dwayne Johnson, who says, I want to do a movie, you are not going to say, nah, let's do three different Joker ones instead. Like, you're going to say, yes, anything you want, throw in.
DC. Bring it in. Get it together.
Point well taken.
I feel like, The Rock says, I'm in, then everybody else says, Yes, sir.
But keep in mind, they're still writing Suicide Squad 2. I mean, we had Todd Stashwick on the show, and he basically said, he's like, yo, we got a lot of work to do. So I don't think it's any guarantee that Black Adam is the villain in that movie or that he even shows up. But I don't know. Should we go on to Birds of Prey?
Yes,
please. I definitely want to talk about this one. I would love to hear that.
I'm so excited.
I've been waiting for this.
So excited that you're here.
I got the IGN article in front of me. I think they're still keeping some things close-knit, and I don't think we know everything, but they are saying that it's going to be Black Canary, Cassandra Cain, Huntress, Renee Montoya, all joining Harley Quinn. A lot of people are like, that doesn't sound
my
right.
My thing, though, is like, this better be Dinah Drake, not Dinah Lance. Like, I want my Dinah Drake.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want it to be post-Arrow. I don't want it to be the daughter. I want it to be...
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
I want Dinah Drake. That's my only thing.
The fact that we're getting Renee Montoya as the... She's going to become the Question.
Nikes.
Well, not guaranteed, but probably.
Everybody's got to have some alias. So she'll become the Question, whether at some point in the movie maybe later.
That is the question.
Oh my god.
That is the question.
Did you hear my soul drink?
I heard it.
It's just like
And then Cassandra Cain is Batwoman, so that's kind of... Yes. But that's, it's so weird, because this is about to happen, what's going on with the DC TV universe.
Yeah.
How now they're bringing in Kate Kane. It's just, I've always had that issue... Like the two
to me,
different
it
universes.
Doesn't bother me that they're simultaneous. It's like when everybody had an issue with Grant Gustin and Ezra Miller both being two different Flashes, and I'm like, but they're very distinct. Like it's if they were playing the exact same version of the same character, then it would be weird. But I feel like because they've established the DCEU and the TV shows and the tone of them are so different.
Yeah.
True.
I feel like it doesn't bother. Well,
go ahead.
I remember hearing Zack Snyder said the reason he didn't want to use Grant Gustin was because he thought the Flash's show was too lighthearted.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and also
it's very CW.
But, after the first season, it got dark on the Flash.
It did.
You know, it got kind
of... Even when it's dark, it's still like, Cisco pops in and is like, here's my Woody interjection. And you're like, Cisco.
Here's Ralph Dibny for you.
Oh, God, Ralph.
Johnny, you were going to say...
Where's Oracle, though?
That's
why I'm saying I think they're keeping some things.
Oh, of course.
I don't see how you can do a Birds of Prey film without her somehow.
I think they're figuring it out because they wanted to do the Batgirl movie, but because that's so up in the air with Joss Whedon now pulling out and they're not just deciding what's going to happen with that, I think because that is going to directly tie in with Oracle, because you have to decide if you're going to have Batgirl be prior... Like Barbara Gordon's story prior to Oracle or after.
Yeah.
So it's before or after accident.
Well, at one point,
so
Oracle does regain her powers, though, and becomes Batgirl again.
That's true. But they may do it then. It depends on... I feel like what they're going to put in Birds of Prey is also going to be dependent on how they're setting up the story of Batgirl and Oracle. And it's going to be dependent on the time frame.
Shouldn't Batgirl come first, though?
You would think, but the way that the studio system is set up, and because Margot Robbie is a name, reason why Dwayne Johnson can say, I will be X character, and people will say, yes. Because Margot Robbie has esteem, and because she says, I will produce, I'll put my name on it, and they say, here's five movies, I feel like that's the reason. Is they're going to go where they know that there is marketing built in. They're going to go where they already know that they have a built-in demographic market that wants to see this movie because of this actress, because of this character.
And it's obviously a female-driven
film. Right.
And Warner Brothers has learned that works.
Yes. And if you have it, too, with an established character, with an established actress, then you can bring in whoever you want, and then you can do the Batgirl movie after this, and there will be a vested interest.
Mm-hmm.
For the general public, not just for us, who will obviously go and see anything that they bring out and love it. But
it's just like you said, it's so much that's up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of course, that Batgirl movie is like the key thing to figure out exactly where they go.
Mm-hmm.
Because
is Birds of Prey, so it makes sense it's up in the air.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I have to give her this one. This one she won so much.
Johnny hates it.
Wordplay has always driven me nuts. It's not just you.
It's
like, I like wordplay, but puns always drive me nuts.
That's why I'm the Punisher. Yeah, you're welcome.
Honey,
I know.
Hit him with another one.
You're really good, though.
They're bad. I'm excited about the Birds of Prey movie. I think that it's because they have so many moving pieces and there are so many elements, as you're saying. I think that all these outside things are going to affect it.
Now, here's another question, because you guys are, especially you two ladies, are more adept in Birds of Prey than I am. I know Margot Robbie, she's the name, but technically, wouldn't Black Canary play a bigger role than...
Black Canary should, technically, but because we love Black Canary, but if you ask a normal person on the street, do you want to see Dinah Drake or Dinah Lance,
and
they'll go,
like,
what?
Who?
We want to see Margot Robbie. So that's, I think, the reason. It's the marketability, is you already have a name and you have a character that is identifiable. And so this is a nice way to bring in characters that I know they've even said there's going to be a villain that we've never seen on screen before for this movie, which is dope.
I know.
They have the opportunity now, and I think because Margot Robbie is not only talented, she's also incredibly intelligent, knows that she can build an entire brand around this, and bringing in Christina and bringing in Kathy, I think is a genius move. Because
now, here's a comment from chat roll. Someone saying Cassandra Cain is not Batwoman.
In the comics, she was.
In the but they're saying, I guess, in the movie.
In the movie. Have they said what she is in the movie or just said?
No, but this
they
is just someone's said. Opinion, I think.
Okay, I mean, that's a possibility. But again, remember.
We don't know.
There's still Poison Ivy out there coming somewhere. And I guarantee there'll be a Catwoman reference. Because those were the initial Birds of Prey.
Oh, yeah. No Poison Ivy either.
I think that that's going to be the setup for Gotham City Sirens.
Yep. That's exactly what I was going to say.
We've been talking for months about, are there two? And everything that I've heard is, yes, there are two.
There are two
very distinct things, and they have very distinct characters. Margot Robbie is the glue that
goes between both. But also, they changed the villain, too, because it was supposed to be Penguin.
Yeah.
They were like, they were dead set on bringing the Penguin back to the big screen, and now they were like, nah, we're not going to do it.
Mm-mm, different birds.
Well, so now they're saying...
It's a villain, like Elena was saying, it's a villain we haven't seen yet on the
show.
So it starts making you try to think, who is worthwhile...
Let the guessing game begin.
...putting on a big screen. Because you can't just throw any villain out there.
Yeah. They're trying to be more careful with what their decisions are, especially for these movies, because of past movies. So they want to make sure that they at least try to get this
I'm sorry, Cassandra Cain was Batgirl. Excuse me. My apologies. I keep looking at Alexis' dress, and I keep thinking Batwoman, and I keep thinking about the story earlier about Batwoman getting the TV show. My apologies.
It's okay. It's very distracting.
So you're saying... It definitely won't be Nuclear Man then, because he's been on the bench.
Oh, you need to never talk again about that. You need to never bring that up. No one wants
this
to act.
This conversation just got nuclear.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I was like,
nobody wants to act. No one wants to hear that name ever again. The people who wrote Superman for the Quest for Peace don't even want to hear that. The dude who played Nuclear Man don't want to hear that.
I'm just throwing stuff at you. If she could do puns, I could say stupid suggestions. All right.
I mean, that Nuclear Man reference was a bit of a bomb.
I mean, you know, you tried to bring it out there atomically, but you failed Socrates' philosophy.
Wait, was that a Wu-Tang?
I did both. I did too.
Was a reference and a pun.
You just
rizzed
me. No, actually, that was expected. No, that was Jizza, I think. I forget.
No, it was.
That was awesome, is what it was.
Damn right it was. Thank you so much.
Anywhoozles, it looks like maybe the Joker origin film, the title has been revealed. You guessed it. All capital letters, Joker.
Joker. Wait, Joker.
But I'm excited because this is what Joker. You were talking about, Joker. Johnny, how the origin that we both love about the 80s stand-up comedian.
As someone who has been around a lot of insane comedians, literally, I love the fact of...
I take offense to that because I'm sitting right here.
I'm like, these two tickets. The two on this side of the table.
I'm okay with that.
You know what? Birds of a feather flock together.
Oh, my. Mr. J and Harley. I'm
telling you. Everyone.
But no, I love that idea, and we've never seen it really besides the comics. I love that idea about a guy who just gets up there and just loses it, and then I don't know if that's going to be the case.
But a different kind of bombing.
That's what I'd like to go for, sure.
And it's not nuclear.
And $55 million budget. I mean, you can tell that story with that.
And
budget.
My thing is if it's going to have kind of Scorsese references, and it's going to be kind of an illusion. I'm really excited about that. I think that this is a good idea. I know a lot of people have been not keen on the idea of having a separate outside of the immediate realm of DCEU, of having the extended universe
on board now.
But I think it's awesome.
I think it's because people remember the Killing Joke, what they did with the movie.
Right.
That animated one was...
Exactly. But that was also, you needed Batman. You needed everything else that was happening.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to figure out how you set it up, but like, how do you go about doing his universe where he goes from a comedian who cannot get funny... I just want to kill everybody and laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see it. I think if anybody can bring it to life.
When I first heard the rumors like, oh, we're going to have two different ones, I was like, wait, what? But this one, Joaquin Phoenix, Todd Phillips, I love, if this is the idea, I'm so on board. And then if Leto does something, that's icing on the cake, sure. But I think this one, it's something we haven't quite seen, which is hard to say when it comes to the Joker.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be cool. I do feel like a lot of it, though, is because I think... an executive, or probably a panel of executives, said, let's look at all of the buzzwords, let's look at the key search phrases that are doing well right now, because that is something that does happen, and it does influence things, and because nostalgia and 80s has been blowing up with Stranger Things, with Ready Player One, with all of these things, they're pushing for Wonder Woman 1984, they're really wanting to focus on that time period, I think they're saying, let's have other things in that time period too. We can't have them within this universe because that would be directly affecting what's happening that Wonder Woman is doing in 1984 and what than happens in this one.
Yeah.
But if you have a completely separate story and you just want to set in the 80s, you have carte blanche.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. You can use that nostalgia and bring in something cool.
Yeah.
And
I think it's time to have more of, like, a villain-esque movie that's not... I mean, because I feel like right now everything is superhero, superhero, superhero. So I feel like if you can do a supervillain movie and do it well, I think it'll be nice. Okay. I couldn't tell if you were get out.
No, because you're talking to somebody who calls himself the resident supervillain. So yeah. I love that. I Mr. love... J. I agree.
Yeah, I think it'd just be fun to see Mr. J on the big screen in a different light, you know, instead of it always being like the side guy.
You know what else is going to be fun? Black Manta.
Yeah. Yes! I thought you said Black Panther for a second, I was like, I'm covering Marvel now. No, he meant Black Manta. Manta
looks so
good.
I'm so excited!
Cool photos here, and he said, yes, I'm excited. I know the fans are really going to be excited as well. That's another bonus to Aquaman, and you got to believe we'll probably see him in the trailer.
Oh, absolutely, definitely.
Yeah.
So
if they went to all of the effort to redo the CGI and have the new suit and everything, I'm like, they're going to show it off.
Yeah,
because that suit, just the helmet we saw, it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does,
and it looks exact comic book accurate. Like, okay, they really brought this to life.
Mm-hmm. Makes you go, what the helmet?
Moving on.
I mean, yeah, we got that. That pretty much covers everything except for TV time. Should we hit TV time now?
TV time!
Because we have news.
In honor of Roxy Stryer, who's not here, but...
It's time for Roxy Stryer's TV time. All the girls think John
is... And I love puns.
Yep.
Also, Mikey, Christmas time. DC movie news, it's time to talk. TV time!
Yeah! You know what's fun? Is there's actually another one of these songs that they sent to me that I forgot to send over that they put me in.
Hey!
Oh, Matt Bomer!
Yeah!
Actually, he hit me up. He's going to be in Los Angeles. His band has a new album coming out, and he wants to come in and actually play the song live for us.
Yes!
So we're going to try to hook that up for whenever he does
come over. Do you want to know what my addendum is? It's the whole song, and it just goes, and also there's Elena, and that's the end. And it makes me really happy.
Yeah. Well, we can change. I mean, we can change it around. Sure, let's throw it on there. So you want to go? Well, we got Preacher, or we got Batwoman, or pretty much the.
I think Batwoman is the bigger one.
Batwoman is the bigger one. Do we want to just talk about Preacher to kind of?
Because you saw.
Do you not see the amazingness that is my symbol? Well,
you know what? The way that you said that too is it made me think. Are you not entertained?
I was going to do that.
Preacher.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
So look at that shining in.
I tried. Meow.
Jesse had many a gladiator reference this week.
Yeah. I still haven't seen...
Preacher is good. I will say I'm really, really digging the season. The first few episodes, the pacing was super duper quick and I was way into it. It slowed down a little bit, I will say, but because of things that have been hyped up and getting to see the devil and the saint kind of make their... Well, we finally get to see the devil's office, which is dope. It's a traditional devil that we finally get to see, which is neat. Because I thought it was just going to be like some dude in a suit, and they give us like the actual.
Yeah.
So I think that Preacher is really, really knocking it out of the park this season. I thought this was a really good episode. It makes me excited about next week. I don't want to spoil too much about it.
Four episodes in?
We're in four, yes. God. Next week is the fifth episode, The Coffin, is what that one's called.
Give it.
Well, before, we don't want to give too much away, but the season's dope.
The season's really good. Tulip is a badass. Mm-hmm. That hasn't changed. She's just gotten more epic as it goes. And now we've gotten some more epic ladies as well.
Yeah, well, Batwoman, she is going to be joining the CW lineup. We don't really know when, per se. 2019. We got, Carolyn Dries from The Vampire Diaries going to be a writer and will executive produce along with Greg Berlanti.
Who is the man when it comes to these TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jeff Johns involved, Sarah Schechter. In the series, I'll just read the whole thing down.
So basically, because don't read it all. We ain't got that much time for you to read the whole thing.
Yeah, we do it.
Can you read that whole article?
No, just a paragraph.
It's a paragraph. It's a couple sentences.
Oh, I thought you was going to read the whole page. I'm sorry. Don't be getting all hostile because you didn't like these puns earlier.
In the series, Kate Kane, armed with a passion for social justice and a flair for speaking her mind, soars out on the streets of Gotham as Batwoman, an out lesbian, and highly trained street fighter primed to snuff out the city's failing criminal resurgence. But don't call her a hero yet. I have to accent the fun word, though.
I don't know why he's like, an out lesbian.
It's sexy. In a city desperate for a savior, Kate must overcome her own demons before embracing the call to be Gotham's symbol of hope.
Which is
crazy. Will you narrate my whole life? That was amazing.
basically Greg Berlanti was like, y'all keep asking about a bat. Here you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't give you Batman.
How about bat?
All CW. Are you watching? Make eye contact. Bring it in. Come here. Don't F this up. Because this, it's not just a TV show. This means a lot. As a person who is part of the LGBTQ alphabet soup, don't F this up.
And how could they mess it up?
I don't think they can with all
I'm just saying, it...
How? I don't think they'll mess it up. I mean, I think it'll be
Sarah
brilliant.
Lance, Curtis Holt, The Ray, Leonard Snart, Captain Singh. You know,
I'm a very sadistic person, so I'm like, don't ruin
my stuff. My whole thing is I need her show to be just as dark as Arrow.
Sure. Yeah.
It's got to stay as dark. If we're talking Gotham City, this got to be just dreary.
Now, when you say don't F this up, are you saying that...
I meant mostly... I know that the story's going to be good. I'm mostly just... My superhero TV shows have always been kind of weird when it comes to... queer relationships.
Now,
that's where
are you saying you would like the lead actress to have that sexual orientation, or does that
No. I feel like you don't need to have that.
So Scarlett Johansson's
not. It's not like that. No. I feel like, nope, we're not going to get into that. But no, I feel like you need to be able to bring the reality of dealing with a person who is part of the gay alphabet to be able to not be either too Hollywood, or it's like... very sugar-coated. You know what I mean?
I will say, I think that they've done a great job on Supergirl. Yes.
Especially with Alex Danvers.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that one I love because it shows it as a multidimensional relationship and it's never done as a trope or as a gimmick.
Exactly. That's what I'm just... Anytime when it comes to TV, CW has, not specifically in superheroes, but other TV shows on the CW, have ruined a lot of the things when it comes to that alphabet.
But I think that's because with Greg Berlanti being a member of the community, he's made sure that it's done with respect in the right way.
Yeah.
That's why Sarah Lance is like, look, who am I boning during the crossover? Because remember, she just slept with Alex during the crossover. She always has, she's had love affairs in time. She slept with Guinevere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was
dope. I'd love to have a love affair over time.
You tried.
Anyway.
You hurt yourself so bad.
I'm just saying. Thinking out loud. Sorry, guys.
But,
I'm just worried.
I get what you're saying. But for the CW shows, yes, I just don't think it should be hot to worry with the DC shows.
Okay.
Yeah, I think with this one,
it's very
good.
Close to my heart.
Now,
yeah, literally.
This article is suggesting we might already hear who will be cast at San Diego Comic Con.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm like, this is the time to do that. I feel like that would be
DC
dumb not to do that.
DC is going to steal the show because there is no
You
Marvel.
Think they know already that they've kept this a secret?
Oh, yeah.
Stephen DeMille is probably one person who spoke up for, like, go and get her real quick. Need somebody else to help me out.
Okay.
I think they already know.
I think they've been new. Yeah, they was like, let's make the announcement at
Comic-Con. And Lindsay Smart in chat roll says Carolyn Dries is also gay. So, and she's obviously playing a big role in the show.
There you go.
So there we go. I'm so glad that we were able to put this show together because, Mikey and Roxy are both going down first thing tomorrow. Gertler, I don't even know where he is. I think he's on the East Coast. You're going down tomorrow. Like, we got to try and have a show because... But with the way the Wi-Fi works in all the halls, as you know, it's almost non-existent. We can try to do a Facebook Live, but it's not going to be a real episode. I'm like, we got to figure this out. Luckily, everyone at AfterBuzz was very, adjusting their schedule. They said, yo, how about Tuesday at 7? I said, okay, let me get a squad. And we got a full-ass squad in here.
I like it. Some kind of a Suicide Squad?
Some kind of Suicide Squad. All
right. I mean, this squad was the bomb.
Hard Rock. Jay, put yourself over.
Mr. Jay Washington, MRJAY Washington on all social media. Find me, jwashington80youtube.com. Bam.
There you go. Elena.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And you can find me at Comic-Con. Come up, say hello. I'll be dressed either as a glow wrestler version of Harley Quinn, or I'll be Roxy from Scott Pilgrim, or I'll be Black Canary.
There you go, Alexis.
You guys can find me all over the social medias at atorres890. That's ATORRES890.
There you go. You'll see Mike Kalinowski down there. Roxy Stroud is going to be doing Black Lightning and Supergirl press coverage for AfterBuzz TV. Also, go to patreon.com/RoxyStrier. Mm-hmm. Support her Patreon so she can make some more stuff. Adam Gertler at Adam Gertler. I'm at Jay Quasto. I'll be there late Thursday into Friday doing some wrestling stuff, and then I'm not sure what else. But also, August 24th, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, if you're there, blackcraftwrestling.com. I'll be lead commentator for an internet pay-per-view that anyone across the world can watch. Cannot wait. Otherwise, that's what we got for this week, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Batmanthony. See you next week.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.